the university and tertiary education students in general, who've actually closed shop for the time being and are also having to work from home right now. It really mostly affects the undergrad students. So you've got those doing your bachelor's degrees who will mostly be affected. Postgrads can just keep working on their own. And I suppose, you know, that part of the university activity continues behind closed doors. But given what the higher education Minister Bladen Zimande had to say about the shutdowns the other day, the evacuation of residences and so forth, we thought we would bring into the conversation the Deputy Minister of Higher Education, Buti Manamela, to find out exactly what is happening there, how those evacuations are going. Thank you so much for joining us, Deputy Minister. Lovely to have you on the programme this evening. So let me ask you first of all, have the evacuations begun and how smoothly are they going around the country so far?
Let me just thank you very much for having me this afternoon. Let me just indicate that what we have agreed on with all the vice chancellors and with the student leadership and with the worker representatives, trade union leaders, is that this is not a shutdown of institutions of higher learning. This is an early recess, which is starting from yesterday up until the 15th. And in this period, we will make an assessment as to when can classes be resumed. And this we will obviously take under the advice of the NICD, but also under the advice of the task team that the minister is establishing. And all of this will ensure that we also follow the protocols as announced by the president. And our decision as to when do we fully reopen will also be informed by the stage at which the virus would have been, and all of that. So I think it's important that we emphasize that this is not a shutdown. Institutions are determining how they're going to be continuing with learning and teaching, and also in the process of where institutions decide in consultations with students and with worker leaders to evacuate students. I mean, there has to be some consideration of where students are from. For instance, you've got international students
exactly. Who
cannot just leave campuses in a whim. You've got students who stay 1,000, 2,000 kilometers away from their homes who will need to raise funds for them to be able to go to their homes. But also, you've got postgraduate students. So all of those factors will have to be taken into consideration when, institutions evacuate. But what is important is that every decision has to be informed by the fact that we're under abnormal circumstances. We've got, a virus that, has already or is already here in our country and increasing. And therefore, we have to limit the extent within which our campuses will contribute into the further transmission of the virus.
So it's quite a dilemma, Deputy Minister, because of course this was not budgeted for, but you've got some universities like UCT who've managed to be able to afford to pay for their students to travel home, wherever that may be, so long as it's not outside of the country's borders. And then you've got others like Wits that have decided that they are going to assist with evacuations, but they're not necessarily going to pay for those students to travel back to wherever they need to go in the country. What's been the centralized sort of resolution or discussion on that?
Look, I mean, there was no specific decisions. Like, you would know that, all institutions have got their own special circumstances. And what I must also emphasize is that we have, the NSFAS, for instance, has paid through some of the allowances in advance so that we're enabling students to have funds to travel. We also, the NSFAS will also be continuing to pay for, residence accommodation for students so that they are not necessarily stuck stranded, particularly those who are staying in private accommodation. So we encourage universities and colleges to do everything in their means to assist students, considering that we are under an abnormal circumstance, and therefore, we have to make an effort not to, abandon students, and leave them in a limbo. This may actually cause more anxiety and more panic if we do not communicate, if we are not there for students, if we're not able to assist them in order for them to be able to reach their homes.
So what actually happens to the international students specifically, Deputy Minister?
Well, I mean, like I said, institutions will have to decide on what needs to, you know, to happen with international students. As long as we're not leaving students in a worse-off situation, we must remember that it is not the making of students that were under this circumstance. And I think that we'll always have to keep that in mind.
Thank you for speaking to us this evening, Buti Manamela, the Deputy Minister of Higher Education.